Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Corum, the founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Today, we continue our conversation with Dr. Alex Auerbach, the former Senior Director of Wellness and Development for the Toronto Raptors. Dr. Auerbach is here to share his strategies for adopting the right mindset when facing tough opponents on the pickleball court. Whether you're an amateur looking to level up or a pro seeking to maintain your edge, you'll learn how to focus on your strengths, prepare effectively, and approach challenging matches with confidence. So let's get right to it. Let's lean in and learn from the best. How would you work with a player that's preparing to play a better opponent? Like, what mindset should they adopt to take on a really big challenge?
It's tricky because when we go kind of play up a level, if you will, right? Or we're playing against someone, whether it's an individual opponent or a team that's ranked higher or perceived to be better, right? We start to sometimes get in our own heads and think like, oh man, I need a totally different strategy, or I better develop a new skill to kind of bridge this gap. And what I would advise is it's actually the opposite, right? It's to stay really focused on what you can control and what makes you special, right? Everyone has a signature strength, something that they're really good at, they can leverage to help them succeed. And oftentimes in sports, it's as much about playing your game really well as it is forcing the other person to play differently or make a mistake, right? And so if you can just focus on what you can control without worrying so much about who the opponent is, it's going to help you perform better. It's going to help you stay fully immersed in your game. And that alone is going to hopefully help bridge some of that gap. So that would be one thing I would be thinking about. The second thing would be to make sure you're engaged in adequate preparation. And I don't know how much time you have for each game. It can be sometimes pretty short, right? Like you might only have a day or a night or 3 hours to get ready for your next opponent. It just depends. Right. But the more that you can just sit down and sort of consciously plan for what that competition is going to look like, come up with your strategy and how it fits with your game, come up with what we'd call implementation intentions, these kind of if-then plans, like if they do this, then I'm going to do this. If this happens to me, I'm going to try this, to help create essentially a richer mental model of the competition. And what we're doing when we're doing that is really just reducing the uncertainty about the opponent that we're playing, right? The more familiar we are, the more comfortable we are with who they are, even if we perceive them to be better or they're ranked higher, whatever it might be, we're going to start performing better because it feels more familiar, it feels more comfortable, it feels more normal for us to be competing against someone like this. And so those two things, right, playing your own game and keeping yourself grounded really in what you're great at, plus creating a rich mental model of who your opponent is and what you'll do to sort of stay within your strengths, can help you perform up to that level.
If you want to improve your pickleball performance, prevent joint pain and injuries, then it's time to start treating pickleball like a real sport. That means warming up, cooling down, and doing the things off the court, like mobility and resistance training, so you can stay on the court. The AIM7 app is the complete health and performance solution for pickleball, and it's trusted by top athletes like Zane Navratil and Megan Fudge. Whether you're a 3-0 or a 5-0, AIM7 will meet you where you are to bring you to where you want to be with our easy-to-use app that includes step-by-step video warm-ups, cool-downs, mobility sessions for aching joints, and customized resistance training plans. Get your free one-month trial now by clicking the link in the show notes. Yeah, because there's, if you want to get better in the sport, and especially in pickleball, people want to go from like, I'm a 3-0, which is like an, you know, amateur. I want to get to be a 4-0 or 5-0, like I'm a pro, right? Well, the only way that you do that is you have to beat skilled players, somebody that's a little bit higher rank than you. Maybe they're a 3-5, and then you have to beat that 3-5. You have to do it consistently, and then your player ranking goes up. So if you want to move up this continuum, this is something that you'll always be facing. And then at the elite level, you know, I've seen this play out. I was actually just at Major League Pickleball in Atlanta, and it's like the absolute best of the best. And I saw, I won't say who the player is, but she's the best in the world. And I saw one of her opponents going against her, and he's one of the top 10 in the world, but she was in his head. And she was doing things to him, and you could just visibly see the energy getting drained from his body. And I think this is a critical skill to adopt if you're going to want to consistently move forward. And I love the way that you bring the pressure down by creating a model for what could happen and really kind of give yourself some confidence based off of the skill of the person you're playing against. If you're enjoying this series on the mental side of pickleball, be on the lookout. We got several more of these coming with Dr. Auerbach, and we're going to be exploring new subjects coming soon. And if you found value out of this, please leave us a written review and rating on whichever listening platform you joined us from. Until next time, stay curious, stay consistent, and keep chasing excellence.